Okay. he went out. Here I am listening, and I keep listening to this guy every once in a while, even though this is not my field. But he was more than amazing. The imagery aspect, the patterns, you're hearing so many notes, and these chords contain no more than three or four notes, and he construes 30 and 40 notes within just a few seconds based upon those three or four notes and replicates it for 3 or 4 minutes. How many thousands of notes are there in terms of what we're talking about? The next piece is called I Wish I Were Twins, and this has some stride, the clarity of which defies description. Just listen.
You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM on the dial.
Okay, there you have, you can't hear stride piano like that anywhere, that's for sure. Keep one thing in mind, that, and we did do it just to show you how this man influenced Horvitz for all of Horvitz's titanic power. When he heard a 1953 recording of Tatum doing T for Two, Horvitz comes up with his own arrangement of it in the classical style, and it's simply awful because he has no knowledge of it at all. And this was recorded, it's on video as well, T for Two with Vladimir Horvitz after hearing Art Tatum. And he stops in the middle of it about after 5 seconds of it, gleefully looks into the camera, and then commences on playing a few of these chords out of T for Two. And his wife, who was sitting on the sofa, you hear his wife saying, "Stop that." And it's a real classic. And you can find it, I think it's probably on YouTube. So why don't you listen to it? Next piece is called Lulu's Back in Town. By the way, listen, of course, people know this piece. Besides listening to this incredible version, sometimes go to Thelonious Monk, another jazz pianist with a very unmistakable stamp, and I won't say a thing about it, but punch in on YouTube, Lulu's Back in Town with Thelonious Monk, and you'll ask yourself, what am I listening to? So try that sometime. Anyway, here we go.
It'll only be a few seconds.
Well, there's a title, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys say so, fine.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey. You know what happened?
Yeah.
It's going now, but there was a little problem with the Wi-Fi for a second.
Oh, okay.
A burp, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell me that he's not experimenting. He's trying to wring all of the water out of that rock. And it would be really interesting to know. He probably could not speak that efficiently, in a sophisticated way. As a matter of fact, you know, when he first met Horvitz, Horvitz said, "I admire your octaves, Mr. Tatum." And Tatum said, "Yeah, man, and I love yours, too." So he wasn't, you know, well-educated, but he'd had to be thinking the same kinds of thoughts along different lines of recognition within himself that Chopin or Horvitz or any of these great image makers deal with. So the only difference is the music itself. But we're talking about the human quotient and mysteries that are germane to something we'll never understand. I think maybe the thing to do is to ask yourself the question, what is the greatest mystery in life? My answer for myself is that image I see when I'm shaving. I really believe that. Because when I think of someone like Tatum coming along, barely able to speak an intelligent statement. He was not stupid, but he was not educated at all. But he didn't need education. You know, it's like Mark Twain who said, a man of great distinction despite his education. So it's that sort of thing. A genius doesn't need it. Look, I know people like Leopold Ansnes, perhaps the greatest musician on the piano. He doesn't have a degree. He doesn't need it. The genius carries him. And so forth and so on. How many of the great composers had degrees? And I have nothing to do against degrees. I've got a couple of my own. But it's not education so much as it is how much imagery is there that stamps the difference between the rest of us and genius. Now we're going to hear something. We're going to hear the same tune twice, the first of which by the composer. And then I will tell you about the last, about what will be the last recording of the same tune done by Tatum in a moment. But first I want you to hear, and keep this in mind, it's not a matter of comparison. I'm not saying better than or less than. You're going to hear George Gershwin in a very rare role. We know, the whole world knows Gershwin. Through the music, the great tunes are still here. You know, I keep thinking about when was Oscar Levant in front of George Gershwin 102 years ago. The young Gershwin asking, "Say, Oscar, do you think they'll be hearing my music 100 years from now?" And, of course, Oscar, in his derisive way, said, "Yeah, if you're still around, you know." Well, the reality is that 100 years after that, Tony Bennett comes out with probably his last video, you're going to be 93 years old 2 years ago, and comes out with nothing but Gershwin. Chooses his last video, perhaps, after, what, 60 years of singing? Good Lord, just think about that genius whom we have in our midst, and that is Tony Bennett, singing pop tunes, love tunes, tunes about youth in his 90s. And singing Gershwin. Now, the reason I bring up Gershwin is that, of course, we know Gershwin as a composer, but how many of us know him as the pianist he really was? He was a heck of a pianist. He played very strong. You're going to hear strong piano. He was a muscular pianist. You're going to hear in 1931, live, you're going to hear the audience first, and then you're going to hear Gershwin playing his rendering of one of his great tunes, and that is I Got Rhythm. Listen to this, and then I'll tell you why.
It's on delay again. It's coming. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, well, it's a big delay in this song.
Should I hire you for a producer?
No, you should not.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you've just heard Gershwin playing very well and playing one of his own tunes through his own picturization of his own creation. You don't hear that very often. How many composers play the music they write, especially the great musician of classical music? And really, what we're listening to is classical from the viewpoint that Gershwin was the first to create what we call fusion. And from that point on, we've had people like, you know, the likes of George Shearing, etc., Don Shirley. We can talk. I'd love to do a Don Shirley with you sometime. But one of these days, I've got to go back to classical music. This was my specialty. On the other hand, let's talk about what you're going to hear now. You're going to hear the same tune, I Got Rhythm. But you're going to hear Art Tatum do it. But let me tell you, let me give you a sense of direction about what to listen to and for. The Mostly Mozart Orchestra in New York, at this time headed by, at the time of the recording that I have, headed by someone by the name of Bernard Schwartz, who was a conductor of the station. He put on an evening at Carnegie Hall of the replication of a night that Mozart and the court composer, Antonio Salieri, and obviously Salieri had to be a good composer, he would never have become the composer of the court, but by order of the emperor ordered both Mozart and Salieri to get together and put on a combined concert, just one night, of some of their music, so, you know, for money to be raised, probably for charity. At any rate, what Bernard Schwartz said during the intermission is that you've heard Salieri and you've heard Mozart. Salieri was a really almost great composer. Out of context, you'd say Salieri should be one of the principal composers. But when we hear Mozart, it wasn't a matter of then, better then. It was a matter of listening to two contemporary composers, one of whom was frightened that his job would be taken away by the lesser known, and that was Mozart, who was starving and on his way up, Salieri, comfortable and very, very comfortable with in his own setting, writing his own music at leisure. But what we hear here is the reality between the words brilliant and the words sublime. So what I'm asking you to hear is the analogy. What you just heard was brilliant, very fine piano playing, but listen to what Art Tatum does with I Got Rhythm. Bernard Schwartz also said Mozart was great not only for the genius that we recognize him for, but the way he would take material, the great melodies that came into his head, and how he worked them out architecturally, and how far he could go with them. For instance, this version of I Got Rhythm by Art Tatum is precisely the same thing. Working the material out, it's at least twice as long as that which Gershwin just gave you. But I'm not saying it's better than, it's different from. Have fun.
Art Tatum, man with a piano. Gershwin, man who wrote many a great song. Man meets song, I Got Rhythm. Thank you.
sure you know what I mean now when I said working out, to hear the kinds of material that comes out of the tune. And for the pictures that Art Tatum painted in his playing, these are things that we'll never understand how anybody can do something like that. I thought perhaps we should examine these things together. And perhaps next time, I'm not going to promise, the next time Mike will allow me to do classical. We'll see. But I'll leave it up to him.
I would love that, and we would love that. Okay. And thank you, Les, very much. Just about that last piece that you played, just saying that, it's different, and he was just working it out. Remember, what did you say? 9% vision in his left eye, nothing in his right?
8% in one eye,
nothing
in the
other. And he did that with a Gershwin classic. Amazing. Thank you so much.
No, you're more than welcome.
All right, it's 10:19 here at WMFO. Going to take a break for just a couple of things, a PSA and a little bumper. And after that, we'll be back with Mark's five-song set here at WMFO.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fantastic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
It is indeed WMFO 1019. Well, 1020. Mike here till 11 with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz. And Mark, you've got some things to play and some things to say, don't you?
I do. What do you want first?
I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. Hey, why don't we talk about restaurants briefly?
Sure.
So it's been a good news, bad news few weeks, and the bad news has been really bad. So we all know about Top of the Hub closing.
Yeah.
That's just,
all of us went there with our families, if you're of this generation.
Yeah. And I used to go for work. We'd have work parties there, Christmas parties, all that. And, you can say what you want about the food and, all that. But the space was incredible. It's just, I hope they reopen, or I hope they open a restaurant in that space, because it's so nice.
Sure, hope so.
Yeah, so that was a big one. Another big one, a big story that just came out, the Middle East is up for sale. Hmm. That's just, it's another landmark music club, and the future's unknown. They say they're going to try to sell it and then come back leasing the space, but who knows? I hope it stays in business.
It was a Middle East restaurant before it was a venue. And
it was.
And now the space is ready for a restaurant and a venue, so it's got to be, unless they demolish it.
But they're asking for $40 million. So generally, someone who pays $40 million is probably not going to be bringing back a similar type of club like that. It could be life sciences. It could be anything. The city of Cambridge obviously wants it to continue to be a music club. But
who knows? Oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah, they really do. But because it's kind of an arts district, the eastern edge of Central Square is really interesting. And that would create a huge void in that area.
Sure
so
would.
Really bad.
So we'll keep watch on that one.
Yeah. And then there was one other story that just came out, too, about another closing. I don't even know if I want to bring it up. Are you okay with being depressed?
Oh, sure. I'm used to it with you.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay. So it came out a couple days ago that T's Pub in Boston, which is a kind of a famous, legendary bar that's been around for decades. It's a big BU hangout, big hangout for people who go to the Paradise, which is, I think, two storefronts down. And, it's a bar, a sports bar, it's a restaurant, whatever. Great place to hang out before a concert. Great place if you're a student. And, I used to go there all the time. And it looks like they're going to close, and it's going to be replaced by a Korean restaurant that focuses on dishes made with intestines.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So if you like intestines and entrails, you should be happy today.
Whose ambulance you want to take?
That's right, yeah. Whose
ambulance? It takes a lot of guts to do that.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that stuff, but I know people who are, and that's great. But, another part of old Boston looks like it's closing.
Yeah.
A couple good news bits. One is that This came out last night, and this is why I was driving home really quick to write it. Flower Bakery, Joanne Chang, she's awesome. I met her once. She's so nice. Flower Bakery is going to open in Beacon Hill, which is really big. Whoa. So they're going to compete with Tate, which is also in Beacon Hill. And I absolutely love Flower. I'm so happy. They're going to move into the Charles River Plaza. I think they're taking over the Aubon Pan space. So that's a really big story. And finally, stories. I know we're running short. Haley House Bakery Cafe reopened. They closed early last year, a nonprofit cafe, part of the Haley House Group. And they have returned, which is really great news because they employ people who generally have trouble finding work. And you got to definitely root for them.
Ah, perfect.
As far as reviews, I'll just mention one really quickly. Bunratty Tavern, have you been there?
No, but I've heard you talk about it. I've seen you have stories about it. I can't wait to go.
Yeah, the Bunratty Tavern's great. It's kind of an old school Irish pub that's fairly new, but it has kind of that feel of an old Dublin or Galway pub. And it's in Reading, so it's kind of more catering toward families. And not too wild and crazy. Reading's kind of a quiet center, so it's a great place to go for a bite to eat and a pint of Guinness or two.
Ah, okay.
So that's about it for now. I could keep going, but I won't. So I think it's time to move into this segment we have.
So let's get to this excellent five-song set that you've got. This is really a brilliant one, and I'll just tell the audience what you told me. Don't go anywhere. Wait for the fifth song. They're all excellent, but the fifth song by J.S. Ondara.
Ondara.
Yeah. You've got to stick around for that one. Yeah. But we're going to start with The Head and the Heart, five songs from Mark here at WMFO Medford.
I'm just waiting on the sun to close his eyes and call the night. So we can put all our differences aside. I'm just waiting on the moon with all the stars and all its gloom. We can watch it fall right back into place. So I won't keep myself around just to keep you warm. Saying for the first time, sounds like hallelujah for the first time. For the first time, singing hallelujah for the first time. And I miss you someday. Walking around with my old friend where the pavement ends.
sons and the trouble began, it's true. That's where I ran into you. White blossoms in a raven hair, got a funny feeling and a dead man stare. Wishing I knew I should've run from you. I should've run from you. I should've run, but I couldn't move. You know I had no clue. I should've run from you. Sunday morning, her hand in mine. Through my window, the light did shine. Somehow it felt so right. In a land far from here, another man is missing you, dear. Living a lie of sleepless nights. I should've run from you. I should've run, but I couldn't move. You know I had no clue. I should've run from you. All of the broken hearts behind a pretty smile, they're no different. I should've run from you. That I should've run. Blue sky with white clouds rolling in.
you can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, hey. I close my eyes and count to 10. She said, son, hold on, you will find somebody to love. If you pray hard to your God, he will lay her on a golden pod. She like Angelina, not like the woman from Ipanema. Oh, this time, don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, and it's a battle break. Yeah, I close my eyes and count to 10. She said, love, it's not your fault.
that I found me somebody to love. You waited too long to show me that song. I was late then with his second son. He was dead of winter and I was beaten from the bickering of your preacher. Oh, this time, don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten. When it's about,
yeah, that's actually a new artist. I mean, it sounds like it could be 100 years old there.
That really is an earworm right there. That's beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like something that was way back in the ages, and we'd be going, oh, geez, what a classic. But
yeah, so yeah. It's J.S. Dandara, who, he's from Kenya, and now he lives in Minnesota. And I know, go figure.
No, just like Obama.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I thought that was Hawaii. No, you're right. So
it depends on the conspiracy theory that we're talking
that's
about.
That's right. Yeah. So J.S. Dandara, he's a new act. That's a new song. I think it might be the third single off that new album he has. He's done another song, Lebanon, which you may or may not have heard of. But definitely hear some Jeff Buckley in there, some Bob Dylan. Definitely Bob Dylan with the guitar. And what a voice at the end there. I mean, how do you do that? I don't even know where to start. How do you?
How do you get up that high? I mean, unless somebody's stomping
that's
on your foot.
Subtle.
I don't know.
Maybe someone was stomping on his foot. You never know.
Yeah.
So before that was The Highwaymen, which is kind of a response or an homage to The Highwaymen. Remember them way back when? Highwaymen was, I think, Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings. So it's a super group, all women, and it includes Brandi Carlile, who we all love.
Yeah.
You've seen Brandi, right?
Yeah.
And it also includes Amanda Shires, who's married to Jeff Isbell.
He is.
And in the band, yeah. So a lot of talent there. And also that song, which is called Crowded Table, it was co-written by Laurie McKenna, who is a local person. She lives in Stoughton. She was born and raised in Stoughton. She's still in Stoughton, you know, about our age. So, I don't want to say old, but, well, we're feeling old, right?
Well, but her medical insurance is in order.
That's right. Yeah, AARP and all that.
Right.
So, Highwaymen, I don't know if that's a one-and-done album. I mean, it could be that's it for them, but they're really talented.
Yeah, the first public appearance was last summer at Newport Folk Festival for them.
Yeah, that's I didn't know that. When you told me that a minute ago, I had no idea.
Well, I tend to make things up, but not this
time.
Well,
we know that.
Hi, Sue.
Right, Sue?
Hey,
Sue.
Guys. Hey.
Sue, he makes stuff up all the time, right?
Yeah.
There
Long
you go.
Long time to see, Sue. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
So, speaking of local talent, before that was Buffalo Tom with All Be Gone, which, You know, they've been around a long time, and I really didn't think they had that kind of music in them anymore, but that's from 2018.
Yeah.
So, a fairly new song from them, and, you know, kind of a happy, poppy, power pop song. But also, the lyrics are a little dark about growing older, because they're growing older just like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's about death and dead and gone.
Yeah, but it's a great song.
Sure is.
And before that, it's a new artist. His name is Max Gomez from New Mexico. I think he's from Taos. And it's funny, his voice is so much like Neil Diamond. And if you look at him, he actually looks like a young Neil Diamond, which is really weird. So, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that one.
So he's going
to
do a movie called Coming to Mexico?
Coming to New Mexico, maybe.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry, yes.
Yeah, something like that. But he's one you might want to keep your eye on, because he's got a lot of talent, and he's just starting to get some airplay now. Including just now.
Yes.
So there you go. And we start off with Head in the Heart, which is maybe my favorite band right now. And that was their very first song from the very first album. Sounds like Hallelujah. And back then, I mean, nobody thought they were going to become a huge band. And they're basically a folk band from the Pacific Northwest. And now they're really one of the biggest bands in the country. So, I mean, it just shows if you have a lot of talent and you get out there and play, I mean, you never know.
You never know.
So, yeah, but that's the very first song from them. And they lost one of their original band members to, you know, well, didn't lose him as in dying, but he left the band because of drug addiction.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like he's going to come back. I think he's doing a solo career now, but he was really involved with that first album and super talented. But still, they're coming out with some great music.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Another wonderful five-song set. Appreciate that. Okay, it's 10:46 in the morning. As you heard, Sue will be up next with something about the women at 11. But until then, we have another set or so in us. And I noticed that Christian and Aaron are on the thread today. And for some reason, don't know why, it made me think of a new noise from Ian James, a brand new record. I love the title of the record, Melancholy Nostalgia. It's kind of like nostalgia is always melancholy for me. I don't know.
It seems that way.
Yeah, it seems that way. But real, really nice new noise from Ian James. This is called Wishing for a Friend at WMFO in Medford.
Give it. fat and a little too long. Much too fat and a little too long. Much too fat and a little too long.
Much too fat and a little too long. Much too fat and a little too long.
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
WMFO Medford. Wow. Ending on a cool note there, huh?
That's the greatest song of all time, in my opinion.
I'm swooning.
It's really cool.
I'm swooning, too.
I know.
That's weird. Here. I almost fell out the window.
Yeah, that was a, you know, if you listen to me at all, oh, you know that I love covers. That's a great cover. A Partridge Family tune. By
Who doesn't
Red,
love the Partridge Family?
Red Cross, R-E-D-D-K-R-O-S-S, did that. It's from a compilation I found called Teen Babes from Monsanto. Okay.
That's kind of random.
I'll meet you halfway. It is the greatest song, and that's such a great version of that.
And
Sue, a Partridge Family lover, was saying that, wow, they were really keeping up to the original arrangement and stuff.
Pretty much the original arrangement, except for, like, the wailing guitars.
Right, yeah,
that was great, though. Mm-hmm. It was the best part of it.
Yeah. No, I love when a cover sort of introduces something new.
I love that. And before that, Spirit. I played Spirit from the great record called 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. I can never say that without tripping on it.
Sardonic. I'm amazed you played that.
Animal Zoo. Really cool old track.
You know who's in that band?
Who?
Jay Ferguson. Remember Thunder Island?
Oh, yes.
And Walter Egan. Remember Walter Egan?
I don't remember
that. Magnet and Steel. I think he played a little with Fleetwood Mac, or maybe Lindsey Buckingham anyways. But they were a good band, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When Mike Costa's here, and he's on the thread, and he was like, great old track. Yeah, I mean, Spirit is just a great band to play.
Yeah, so, for sure.
And started off with our friend Ian James, who has a new release in 2020. Melancholy Nostalgia is the record that's Wishing for a Friend. Yeah. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Mike.
So you're here.
I'm here.
So what else should we talk about?
Well, you mentioned that you like covers, and I have some covers today.
Yeah.
So we have that to look forward to.
Okay.
Some Beatles covers, Simon and Garfunkel. But since you just told me that I only have one CD player, it's going to be technically challenging today. So I hope everyone will bear with me. But should have fun. I'm in a kind of a country and blues and folky kind of mood. And we may talk a little bit about sexism in country radio, mainstream country radio.
Oh, I saw that post the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.